because I believe in the man of God that's here. I believe in the man of God that's planted in this vineyard because I grew up with him, and I've watched his life. I've watched his smoke, and I know he is real. I know he's a holy man of God. And I'm thoroughly impressed with his message. But anyway, she told me she knew I was burned, and I said, you know, I'm kind of sick of church. She said, well, when you go, she said, first off, don't take that break because you don't need to do that. She said, you're a man of God. You need to be in the city of God, so you make sure that you keep in kingdom work and you go to church. Go to church, she said, but do this. Don't go to church. Go expecting to experience God. And that changed the whole thing for me. It's no longer about, I don't even have to worry about, some stuff still get on my nerves, like the little nitpicking and the little politicking that people do in church. But now I've gotten to the point where, you know, it doesn't even matter because I'm coming here to experience God. That changed the whole scope of things for me. I like that.
Yeah. Going back, did you pastor when you pastored when you senior pastor of the church, was it in that 30318 zip code?
Mm-hmm.
And what made you go to the hood? Because you know, you could have been anywhere.
It was God. The truth of the matter is, it was God. The Lord and I have gone back and forth about this whole calling thing. For a long, long time. Let me see if I can say this in a hurry. Last year, God dealt with me, and I remember this. I heard the Spirit of God telling me, you know, everything you've ever asked me for, I did it for you. You asked me for houses, I've given you that. You've asked me for cars, I've given you that. You've asked me for health for your children, I did that. You even asked me for sons and daughters, and I gave them to you when you asked me for them. I gave you finances. I've blessed you with all kinds of things, and everything I've ever asked you to do, you've had a problem with it. I told you that you had to preach. I told you that I was calling you into the ministry. That was a call upon your life. You had a problem with it, and you ran. He told me, he said, I told you to prepare yourself to go and pastor. You had a problem with that. You ran. He said, then I told you there was a prophetic mantle upon your life. And you ran from that. And he asked me, when are you going to do what I'm asking you to do willingly? God told me to prepare myself because he was going to deliver the people of by my hand. It was almost like a Moses call. And I went and applied for a job at J.B. Hunt. I was driving trucks. I left the church. That was another time I left the church. I was working in the church then. I left the church to go and drive trucks because I had gotten burnt with church folk again. I was working in a shelter for my church at that particular time, the church that I was a member of. And on one of the coldest nights of the winter, a couple came and knocked on the door. We had not yet opened our doors to start working, but you know, we were in place, and I was the night manager. Well, this couple knocked on the door, and they wanted to know if they could just sleep in the hall. And I told them, I said, well, you know what? There's a whole big shelter with beds and rooms all over this place. I said, you know what? Come in. I'm going to fix you something to eat. You can take your nice hot shower, and you can sleep in a bed. And I did that. I let them do that. Well, the board went up one side of me and down the other because they said, we were operating off of a grant. And if the government had known that I didn't go through the proper procedure to let people come in and sleep, we could have lost our funding. I said, let me get this straight. We're a shelter, right? And they said, yeah, but there's a